The Silver Spoon of Solomon Snow by Kay Umansky. Read by Rick Mayall. How it began, in which the intelligent reader learns of the strange and unfortunate beginnings of Solomon Snow. Picture it, a howling black night on a high lonely moor. Bitter winds roar across the angry sky, lashing the land with snow. Drifts pile into peaks. Trees crack. Rivers freeze. All in all, a bit of a nasty night. At the very top of the moor, where a few stunted trees provide no shelter whatsoever, sits a small, tumble-down cottage. It's more of a hovel, really, with attached pigsty, which is currently unoccupied and rapidly filling with snow. No one lives here, surely. You'd have to be either desperate or a complete idiot to live here. Wouldn't you? But wait. There's a thin trickle of smoke rising from the chimney. And isn't that a dim light coming from behind the sagging shutters? Yes, people do indeed live here. They are called the Scubbinses, and they run a local washing service. A new sound joins in harmony with the whistling wind. It is the crunch of approaching wheels. Here comes a cart, slowly grinding up the slippery slope, pulled by a straining horse. The driver is hunched over, well muffled in a long cloak. A big, snow-covered wicker basket is rattling around in the back of the cart. The horse finally makes it to the top and comes to a halt before the cottage. It waits, gently steaming, while the muffled figure climbs down, goes to the side of the cart,